Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Aussie Rugby Show in podcast form. If you're new to the setup, you can stay on top of and be a part of what's happening with the show simply by following Rugby Pass and the Aussie Rugby Show on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy.
Great to have you watching the Aussie Rugby Show for another week, brought to you by Extra Hop. Stops breaches 84% faster. I'm Lou, joined by Drew, Hoylesy, Sean, as always.
Check him out at extrahop.com. I just had to get my obligatory plug away.
I did check him out, and it's a great website, and I think we could use the help for our website. There's a lot of information on our website.
And a lot of breaches on our website.
Yeah, but like, I tried to find out where we were filming, what time, and you go on the website, and there's nothing like about us, venues,
to be honest,
details. That's like, what is... What's that
sort of stuff's probably a bit more sort of inner sanctum, not really.
We have like 1,000 WhatsApp messages a week, and I go to the website to find out what time we're on. I have to go to Twitter to ask.
You know what we should do? We should post our WhatsApp chats. That would be a laugh.
I thought that was a safe space.
Ooh, you jets on that one.
So good to be here, man. So good to be here. What a weekend it was. So good. Do you want to say what got you? What got you?
What got me was actually a big party. I partied hard on the weekend, but it was a different party to normal. It was little Ace Ashley Cooper's first birthday, Adam Ashley Cooper's
AAC.
And Ashley Cooper. Yep. All of them, right? They're all AACs, but little Acey boy had his first birthday, so I went around to their place.
Is his name Ace?
Ace, yeah.
Ace Ashley, that's an awesome name.
Strong name.
Name.
I always felt it was going to be an A.
What if when they have a second child, are they still going to have it?
Oh yeah, girl.
I believe so. Yeah.
Girl, boy, they'll be A's all the way through. What got me? Trying to think about what got me. Post Argentinian New Zealand game, it almost like at the time of the new TV deal being announced, it really gave me a big buzz that rugby is actually back. And we've had a hell of a tough year in rugby, and there's been so many negative things. But all of a sudden next week, the Wallabies play up at Newcastle versus Argentina. The Tri Nations is still alive. Ticket sales went through the roof. Is that correct? As soon as Argentina beat the All Blacks?
They are trending. Yep. They are trending.
That really got me.
Everyone in this building at Rugby Australia are going to be very pleased with that.
Yeah, we should mention where we are. Yeah. Great segue, Lou, that we're back here at Rugby Australia. Everything's rolling along really nicely at the moment. As you say, Hoylesy around the code as well. What got me was at the weekend, we'll talk about this a little bit later when we're joined by our special guest, Justin Marshall.
Little tease, nice.
I was sat right next to the Argentinian non-playing group of the weekend in their beautiful highlighter blue tracksuit.
It was lovely, wasn't
Air Max.
It?
Air Maxes as well.
Oh, my God. Geez, they can dress. That crew can dress. I hadn't seen dancing and partying like it from an Argentinian Los Pumas outfit since 2015 when Diego Maradona joined them in the dressing sheds post a big win at that World Cup. It was awesome. They were going berserker.
Yeah, they were pumped, weren't
they? That was my what got you.
What got me? Dave Dennis, a Giltini, Hoylesy.
Oh, yeah.
It's an guy's been busy on the on the market there.
Yeah, so basically, like, there's been a whole lot of people, you know, having a go at us, telling us why we haven't announced players. And yeah, that's not my job description, but it's Adam Fry. He's the general manager, also known as
Krause.
Jerry Krause, the famous manager of the Chicago
The Last
Chicago
Dance.
Bulls.
You've named him Jerry Krause.
He doesn't like that nickname. But
no, not many would.
Yeah. One of the great general managers.
As soon as you bite it, sticks.
Yeah, exactly. You never deny a nickname or it sticks. But all of our players will start to be announced from now until
so
Christmas.
Can you give us a bit of a tease?
No, I can't give a bit of a tease.
Come on, mate.
No, I can't.
He's a good signing as well.
Alex Corbacero, our scrum coach.
So Dave Dennis has signed. Gee, my mum will be happy with that.
He's back in Australia.
Dave Dennis.
Poor fella. He moved back to, flew to Brisbane, had 3 kids under the age of 5, I think, in lockdown. Still probably is in lockdown. I spoke to him the other day. He was on his third watch of the Croods in about 6 hours, just on replay.
So yeah, that's hell.
But yeah, looking forward to getting Dave back over to LA.
Tri Nations Rocks and Diamonds Celebrity Edition this week. Special guest Justin Marshall, All Blacks legend. Great to have
you
on the
show.
Welcome
to the show. How good.
Thanks for having me. Now, I'll drink for that.
Please
see, don't. See, look at that. No, not Buffalo. Oh. See,
oh, false accusation straight away.
False accusation.
Should we just drink?
Yeah. So besides the result on the weekend, Marshy, how are you enjoying being in Australia?
Yeah, loving it. It's great to be able to be in here without obviously having to quarantine. So opening that little window worked perfectly, not only for the All Blacks, but for us, of those that come along following the trip. But yeah, it's been great. We're out in Manly at the moment. I haven't been doing the Baywatch. I've just been, you know, running down the beach and splashing into the water looking like a peanut. But
well, he's the mayor of Manly, so if you need anything,
official, anything you need, man, I've got you sorted. Anything you need.
Because it's hard to get into restaurants at the moment, I'm going to tap up for
this. He's found his way to a few restaurants. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Okay, let's get into Rocks and Diamonds from the weekend. Drew, you can kick things off. Rocks,
yeah.
We go?
Oh, rock.
Well, diamond. You go.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go. Yeah, I'll go diamond. And to kick things off, nice little segue there. I'm going to go with Nico Sanchez. I thought there's been some good tens that's worn the Argentinian jersey, Maradona, Messi, but now they've got Nico Sanchez. I mean, that guy, like, I used to play with him back at Toulon, but he's just equally as good on his left and on his right. That little chip over for his own try off his non-preferred foot, and then just obviously stepping up onto the tee each time. Mm. The way he controlled the game, I thought the speed of the game was going to be really crucial for them, not running out of legs at the back end because they've been quarantining and all that stuff that we've heard so much about. Mm. Thought he controlled the game really well and really stood up. So Nico Sanchez, he's my diamond.
What about in the lead up to the game at the weekend, the Pumas released that video showcasing what they'd done at home. He did 21 Ks around his apartment. Lap after lap. There's something in that for us, I reckon.
Yeah, there is.
Marshy, what do you got?
My diamonds was Argentina basically winning the lolly scramble on the ground. And what I mean by that is, like, when the ball's loose and it's on the ground, no back wants to dive on it. No chance, because you get a fly kick in the head or something like that. But the desperation from Argentina to want to secure every little piece of possession, I think, was just the spirit and the way that they played. And so, yeah, that was my diamond for the day.
You often see a side's whole integrity and character based on those little things as well. I can't go past Pablo Matera. We've seen so much post-game and talking about respect. And he's been like that. He's been probably in the international scene for about 4 or 5 years now.
Didn't do stuff with you at the Waratahs.
Yeah, they came out here for about a year for 2 years in a row, and we just used to train out on that backfield against them.
They were the pumpers then.
Yeah, and they were just trialling and getting their way through Super Rugby because they were coming in the next year. And every single time you did an opposed session against him, he was this young up-and-coming back rower, shoulders on. He was always that guy that just took it to the next level. And Hoops was the established Wallaby number 7 at the time. And those guys just had fascinating battles, like literally 500 metres away. Mm. But his intensity at training, his intensity every time he takes the field. He really is an inspirational leader for their country, and you could see his performance on the weekend. It was outstanding.
Mine's another. I thought he was in the running for MVP alongside Mateus and Sanchez. Carreras. And I just like saying his name too. Carreras. He was awesome coming in from the back. When you speak about guys fearless on the ground, up high, he was charging and leaping at everything, dangerous with every touch. He was so good to watch at the weekend.
What about your rock? Anything?
Yeah, only rock was the size of the crowd.
Yeah.
That was my only downside of what was a historical afternoon in the end. And there was no excuse for fans not to get out there. We speak often about taking games to the west of Sydney. Well, there needs to be some reciprocation there as well from All Blacks fans or just rugby fans in general, because it was an awesome afternoon.
That ties into my rock. My rock goes back to South Africa not being here because of the whole we're not going to be prepared, we haven't had enough rugby. Well, Argentina just showed them that, you know what, if you just put all that to the side, you work hard on your own, however you can, in a short period of time, you can get things done. And they got it done. And back to the whole Western Sydney thing, we always talk about let's take games out there. I want the Wallabies playing in Brisbane. As a Sydney boy, I want them playing in Brisbane as much as possible until we get the crowds that we used to get out there back when you were playing.
Yeah, well, I guess off the back of that, and I totally agree, South Africa not being here hasn't ruined the tournament, but I think them being here would have just made it incredible. So a bit of a shame, but I was really determined to come on the show and not disagree with Drew, because I knew that if I do that, it's really going to hurt me. And I've only been on here for 4 or 5 minutes, so I'm going to disagree, because Sanchez, yes, he was brilliant, but for me, he was my rock. Like, honestly, he scored all of their points to try and kicked all of the penalties, including one from, 50-odd metres out.
Yeah,
he just had to have a slightly off day, and we might have got a slightly different result. So he's my rock.
No, fair enough. I can empathise with that. Look, my rock is actually, on a large scale, the reaction to the result to the coach. Like, after two losses, everyone wants him gone. Like,
yeah.
They've disappointed him. They've gone through this whole sort of selection process. And after two, obviously, they hold really high standards, and so they should. But after two games, they're like, let's get him out already. Like, where do you sit on that? Do you think Scott Robertson, did you think he should have got it, or do you think that they should already be looking at making a change?
Yeah, I think if they were going to make that appointment, they needed to put their stake in the ground at that stage. They didn't. New Zealand Rugby Union, they got faith in what Foster learnt under Hansen and what they were looking to do in the future. And we're a reactive nation when we lose. And I think that's a bit harsh on Fozzie that they've gone that hard at him this early.
I'd like to see him ink a 20-year deal. If those results continue, I say Sonny.
He's our diamond. On the back of Nico.
Anyway, we're not going to bring up Czech then, because he's worked some pretty good things with Argentina, but with Australia, well...
Mate, it's so funny you bring him up.
Not allowed to say his name in this building.
Post-game, so they do that lap of honour, and he pulls that right in front of me, and there's a bloke behind me, he's just in, and he's like, checker. He goes, you're fighting 1-1 in Sydney against the All Blacks. We're the wrong fucking team. He turns around and goes, oh, good on you, mate. He was all okay with it.
Yeah, he later found that bloke in the car park.
He's not been seen again.
Condolences to that man.
Well, just talking about coaches quickly, Mauro Ledesma, wasn't it amazing to see the emotion from him in the coaching box as he knew they were going to win? It's just incredible. And like what they've been through to just get here and play, that was my diamond, I think, from the weekend, just completely.
He's a quality guy and an outstanding coach, and I think he deserved that victory more than anyone, because all of that pressure, and as a coach, he's dealing with 30 players in all different parts of the world. He's going through the same thing. Mario's got a young family. He hasn't seen them, but he's got to take on all of their problems, which is, he's got to be a father figure to them all. He's got to coach them. He's got to discipline them. So, I got a huge amount of satisfaction when I saw him take those couple of deep breaths on his own and just realise how much it meant.
Did you see, on the flip side, someone that showed all his emotions was Juan Martin Fernandez-Lobbe. He was, like, jumping out of his chair and just, like, he was so pumped. Then he'd sort of glance over towards Cech and Lobbe, and Mario, and just sort of, like...
calm down.
The young coach is looking over. Oh, okay, yep, sit back down.
Did you see their bench in commentary?
Incredible.
What about him?
Amazing. Amazing. And all of the reserve players as well that weren't even stripped were... The time and the adversity that they've had to face and being here, they told the story of how they got escorted by police and into the hotel and weren't allowed to do anything, mix and mingle, which is the right thing to do, kept Australia safe.
Yeah.
But that gets you tight, real tight as a team. And man, like, you could see that it meant as much to them. Sometimes it's hard as a player when you haven't got the boots on, because you feel a little, even though you're part of the squad, you feel a little left out. Absolutely. It's really hard to get that energy and emotion, but man, they got it big time.
Yeah, they look like a team that really enjoy one another's company, and I'm sure they enjoyed that night. And it got me going. I was like, you know what, I'm Argentinian tonight.
Well, you got the right mo for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Pablo Matera's mo is pretty good too. Yeah, I might slip into their team.
Extra Hot play of the week time. Sean, what have we got this week?
How much quicker does Extra Hot
84%.
Stop? Thank you very much. Tick that off. At the weekend, there could only be one man who was in there defending when someone got through, and it was the key match turnover. What about Matera at the back end? 75 in, over the top, going
stopping breaches all
and
day.
And what about the eyes on him when he got that? Hey? I thought, thank God I'm 15 metres up in the commentary box. Fair play, mate. You've got it. You can have it.
Hey, take it.
Take it home.
Yeah, good luck. And good luck taking that award off him for this week. There he is, Pablo Matera, the Extra Hot player of the week.
Well, let's dive deep into the Aussie Rugby Show mailbag for this week. And, Marshy, there's a few special ones for you, too.
We'll take a break.
There's been no pre-warning here, so whatever comes out, if I react poorly...
Okay, we'll save some for later, I think. Let's start with this one from Jamie Spragg on Twitter. New Zealand press seem ready to throw Foster under the bus after two losses, but can the All Blacks really expect to remain as dominant as they once were without selecting players who've left to play in Europe and Japan? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, I'll seem to is probably inaccurate now, because they have thrown Fozzie under the bus, unfortunately. That's the way that New Zealanders react, and he'll wear that. Secondly... No, the All Blacks will believe in their depth. I don't think we're lacking talent. There's just a little bit of lack of synergy and rhythm in the way the All Blacks are playing at the moment, and they're under pressure. But if they open up that bridge to the Northern Hemisphere and allow All Blacks to come back, similar to what Australia are doing with pretty strict criteria though, I don't think we could stop the flow from players being poached, so I don't see it happening.
Okay, this is a bit of a different one from Hugh, also on Twitter, Hugh96. How many pairs of boots do you have a season? Is it just the flashbacks who seem to have new kicks for each game?
I used to always like to wear white ones, so once they sort of started to go a bit off-white, then I'd get a new pair. But I mean, that was obviously because we were really fortunate to get a number of boots given to us by various different sponsors and things. But yeah, it wasn't necessarily about the tread of them, it was more about the colour of them. Once they, you know, I need to look like nice and white and bright. What about you?
Yeah, look, I was a bit the same. I sort of held on to them for as long as I one of my idiosyncrasies was that I had to always clean my boots regardless. And I know a lot of young players don't do that anymore, but I would scrub them. And way back in the day, did you have dubbin? Just to get that little sheen on them, you know? Yeah.
That was when boots were black.
No, I was the same pair all year. I'd run them into the ground. Right. I used to train in a lot of different boots, so I could never play in new boots, though.
So, okay. I just have a dubbin addiction.
Clearly. Okay, Sheepy on Twitter. Another behind the scenes question. Has anyone ever successfully got revenge on Eddie Jones?
Oh. He got us pretty good, didn't he? Fair to say he won that one, Sean.
Are you planning something?
I don't think there's coming back.
No, I think you leave that one.
I think everyone just says, you know what, you can have this one, Eddie.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Okay. Ollie Lucas on Instagram. This one is for you, Marshy. Tell us how you really feel about Byron Kelleher.
Well, funnily enough, I just bumped into Byron after not having seen him in quite a long time. It would be fair to say that we clashed, and that's putting it politely.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
Deep down, how do I really feel? This goes. You're too popular with this show. I know how popular it is. No
he
way.
He won't go anywhere.
No.
It's fair to say you and Greg's were quite close, and you are still very close.
Yeah.
And
we don't. But put it this way, Byron and I don't barbecue. We don't beer together.
But you were with George, weren't you?
With every other halfback.
And that's what's kind of you look in that whole four more years. That was where it was almost like Greggs was on your side of the fence there.
Yeah. But he gave the four more years to Byron.
Yes. That's what I mean. He gave it to Byron.
Yeah, exactly.
He would never have done it to you.
Never.
No, he wouldn't.
You know, there was
never.
A really good mutual respect there.
That's
at the
right.
Time.
Yeah.
You know, often there's stories about players having dust ups at training and stuff. More so, usually in the forwards. Did you ever have one with him at training?
At training, we avoided each other, but in games, we had quite a few dust ups.
Nice.
In fact, I got accused of stomping on him and got suspended for that. And I professed that it was an accident, but I now must plead guilty.
I've got a theory, and it's hookers and halfbacks that really clash within teams because props, locks, back rows, 10s, 12s, they all seem to have a little bit more versatility, but hookers, they compete with one person, halfbacks, they compete with one person. Yeah. So the intensity in teams between hookers and halfbacks is always a little bit fiercer.
Staying with that competition with Gregan and Mac Burke v you and Christian Cullen in a round of golf. Who wins?
Given that Christian Cullen plays basically 6 days a week, and I've been trying to get Berkey out on the golf course since I've been here, and we're 3 weeks deep, and his role on TV is too important.
He's got a real job.
Oh, mate, he's relentless. So anal about it. So I would say that we would win.
Okay.
Probably not from any of my doing, but just my partner.
Go get him, Cully.
Yeah.
Russell the Rugby on Twitter. What's the loosest anyone has seen David Pocock get?
I think he sculled a mid-strength once, didn't
he? I was going to say the loosest I see him is in warm-up when he's stretching his hammies. don't see David Bogart
well
too loose. Yeah.
Okay, let's continue on. Oh, this one. I love this one. Ben Kimber wants to know who helped Steve tie his shoelaces before the show. There's very little information out there about this. Bit of background for you. You were wondering what time.
There's
we were
a lot of messaging on these WhatsApp groups.
You are hopeless. You're the most disorganised Muppet.
I've got iTunes issues. My phone doesn't work that often.
You call us randomly for video chats.
I found out last week that there was a website to the show. And I checked the website this week.
We're 26
to find
episodes
out.
In.
Yeah.
We've got a website.
I checked the website to see where and when the show was going to be on this week, and we don't actually put it on the website. So, I do my own shoelaces.
Have a chat to me, boy.
Yeah. Okay. Instagram, Micklet Doctor, I think it is. What can be done to help this struggling AB's side? What can be done, Marshy?
In his words.
Yeah, look, I think the ambition to play, probably. At the moment, I think the All Blacks are playing reasonably predictable. Obviously, when you're under back-to-back losses and under that type of pressure, then you can go insular. I think we're probably not playing the style and the brand that probably you guys know, and that brings some of the X-factor players in the team into the game, playing a bit direct, a bit over non-New Zealand-like, so...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Use the ball. Don't play touch rugby, but I think play a bit more expansive.
Did you think they went the wrong way by resting a few of their starters in the last game against the Wallabies?
Yeah, I think they got their rhythm out of sync. Yeah, I thought they got their started to get a lot better in that game. And then when you take away key playmakers, guys like Aaron Smith in that as well, you know, it's it can upset the rhythm. And then they've obviously tried to rejig it just by throwing the players
back in.
But it hasn't
and
worked.
We're really feeling for you.
I'm sure you are.
It's hurting us.
I could tell it when I walked in here. Would you say something about this? Go look at the trophy cabinet or something? I was like,
we're building up.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
And Marshy, we like to talk about hair on this show. Quite often it comes up. I hope I'm not going to get in trouble for asking this one.
Not
Nathan on Instagram, 30 years of frosted tips and counting. Are you ever going to give it up? He wants to know.
I know. Geez, and I'm nearly... I'm 47 now, and I still spend two and a half hours at the hairdressers. Thanks, Drew. I really appreciate it. And then, you know, came striding in here, and this is all natural because I've been in the sun in Australia for 3 weeks, so my hair blondes in the sun. And then my old mate here had a brand new haircut. Look at that thing.
Shut up.
Hey?
Yeah,
I was feeling a little bit jealous as well. I was like,
I haven't got many
left, time for
mate,
me to move.
I'm not really...
You don't have too many haircuts left, let's be honest.
Oh, really?
Well, if you need someone in Manly, you'd know somewhere to go.
And no doubt you could give me a good hairdresser. It'll give me a few foils and colours.
That's enough for hours.
A few lattes. It's an experience, not just a haircut.
Mate, absolutely. You won't go unhappy, that's for sure.
On that note, Justin Marshall, thank you so much for joining us here on the Aussie Rugby Show. Absolute pleasure to have you on.
My pleasure, anytime. Thank you.
Thanks mate.
Cheers.
Okay, heard all about Argentina and the All Blacks on the weekend. Let's move on. Weekend forecast, Argentina and the Wallabies. What do the Wallabies need to look out for now?
Well, all 15 of those Argentinians standing in front of them. I thought the way they pressured the All Blacks with their intensity, their line speed, the defensive unit that they worked as, because that's what they did. They worked as a unit the whole time. I think often is the case when the All Blacks pick a team apart, it's because you don't work as a unit. Some go sort of one out and you leave those little cracks and they exploit them. And I don't think they gave them too many of those opportunities on the weekend. So I think the Wallabies will be faced with a wall of defence, and they need to find a way to, one, slow it down, but then two, try and break it down and maybe attract numbers to break down, so then maybe find some room on the edge.
Everyone is talking about how good the Argentinians defended, the strength of their numbers in contact. I was just equally impressed, probably more so impressed, with the speed of the recycle, how quick they were able to get themselves over the advantage line. Yeah. They don't play with as much structure as most other sides, so they actually give freedom for players to just pick and go through the middle. If they see something down the short side, they go. So that actually makes them a bit more vulnerable for turnovers, but their reaction and their speed to get in and win their own ball, I think that's a really threat. And that eventually, over time, that sucks in defenders, which is what opens up space out wide. So their ability to get quick ball against the All Blacks, who are a side known for slowing down opposition ball, that was the great strength of theirs on the weekend.
But conversely, let's not forget what Australia put on the board against New Zealand a week earlier. Yeah. I mean, they were terrific. They made a number of steals and big defensive plays of their own against the All Blacks. So I reckon they'll be okay.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a hell of a game. Like, the fact that it's got looking or heading towards...
How good is it that the Tri Nations is alive?
A good big crowd. Newcastle up there, they're very passionate about their sport. They've got a great club rugby competition in Newcastle. And they're probably 2 weeks ago thought, oh, Australia versus Argentina, who knows, might go if I'm available. Now I'm led to believe it's hard to get tickets.
Yeah. Mm.
I think one thing that the Wallabies need to do is make sure that they get them on the back foot as many times as possible, whether it's through tactical kicking or kicking for territory or whatever it might be. But every time that the Argentinians had a roll on, they got quick ball, the All Blacks just couldn't stop them. They kept getting advantage on. And then Nico Sanchez was sitting in the pocket when he wanted to, and he was just doing what he wanted without too much pressure. But if you can slow that ball down, or if you can maybe hit a box kick but then whack them on it so they're going backwards already or whatever it is, so that's stopping that... just that wave of momentum that they've got coming at you. I think they've got to find ways, many different ways throughout the game to stop that momentum that they've got to get on front football.
What normally halts the Argentinians' attack is they play with such high risk, high speed, that becomes errors. And they managed on the weekend to be able to do it with so minimal amount of errors. Yeah. Like they just didn't make mistakes. And that's the difference between what we saw 4 years ago and the last 3 years. They've seen patches where the Wallabies are up by... So the Wallabies were down by 30 points at halftime.
Yes.
And then another side comes out and it's completely different. So just their ability from playing no rugby to warm-up trials against like an Australian Barbarian side, but to play that speed with so little errors, phenomenal.
How hard is it to stay up a second week running after you land the biggest result in your country's history?
This training week, that's going to be the hardest part to manage. What they do there. Like, there's never been an issue with getting the Argentinians up for a game of footy, but if you drain them throughout the week and there's some very intelligent people running their programs, I think they'll be up for it.
There would have been some dirty air today, I reckon.
Yeah.
Running around, you know, just getting that out of the system.
Give them the background on dirty air.
Yeah, it's just sort of like a bit of that diesel that comes out of you after a
sure.
weekend. You know, that first training session back.
Yeah.
A few fumes maybe, you know, coming through your pores or whatever. But but I also thought it was interesting to see Pablo Matera talk about what Michael Checker said to them. He's like, what are you guys waiting for?
Yeah.
You got big players, you got creative players, you've got players with X Factor. Like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Like, you've got everything that you need.
And we've felt like that for years.
But what they didn't feel like they had was probably the belief. And they went from that point just going, you know what? Yeah, what are we waiting for? Like, and they'd start. And because that's the thing with mindset. You sometimes hear it when people are doing interviews. Oh, we think we can do this. Or we think we're in a great place. Or we hope that things go well. Rather than we believe we'll win this.
Yeah.
We know we will. Like, there's a difference. It's
Pablo
just
said that.
In that terminology.
He said he woke up.
Belief,
He woke up and said, we are going to win this game.
Yeah.
Can I throw some weekend props at you three?
Please.
Let's start with Mareki Korobidi. How many people does he break this weekend combined with ball and without, over or under 11.5?
Tackle breaks?
Well, no, so he can break them with the ball or without. You know,
I'm going over.
Over?
Let's go over because we need him to have another big game.
Yeah.
Lou, you got a number?
I'll go under just to
keep it spicy.
Are you Australian?
I like it.
100%.
The longest penalty or convert, longest penalty rather, landed by Reece Hodge, over or under 52.5 metres.
52.5, he's got more in him than that.
He's got more in him. He's got to land it. Comes down to the opportunity. Yeah. I'll say over.
Yeah, I reckon over.
Okay, overs all the way around. And lastly, how long the Argentinian anthem? 3 hours or 3.5? How good is their anthem?
They get right into it.
I want to sing along with him. It's so good.
You're completely fine with this whole gambling thing. You're very much always trying to encourage us to get on unders and overs and stuff. You're down with it?
If someone's taking bets on the Argentinian anthem, good luck to them.
Should we talk about Wallabies team and changes that we're going to see potentially? Obviously, a few force ones, like Lockie Swinton suspended, who comes in the number with the number six jersey.
I think prior to that, I thought Ned had two really good tests prior to that and still made a pretty good impact. So I can see him, Rob Valentini, I could see him going.
Maybe
in.
Even Salakai Loto on the...
You know who's been... Six. Apparently, we didn't get to see much of this or hardly any because it was only on the stream. They say Nicerani had a really good couple of games against Argentina in the warm-up game, so wouldn't be surprised if you see Big Issy back.
Okay. Prediction?
Wallabies to win.
By how much?
5.
What time's kickoff?
I said it every time.
It's a nighttime kickoff. Not twilight.
And it's in Newcastle.
I know it's in Newcastle.
There's a website.
I'm going to go a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
High-scoring game and Wallabies to win by 7 points.
I'll take Wallabies by 13.
Well, guys, I reckon Wallabies by 10. But you know what? While you're watching on the weekend, get involved with Rugby Time for a VB. You know the drill, guys. You buy a case of VB online at BWS. You use the promo code TARSVB to receive free delivery. What could you win, Sean?
Oh, you can win one of three icebox, a bunch of merch. You can get so much great gear just by ordering that way. I ordered from BWS on Sunday, actually. Ooh. I got myself a carton and some CCs as well. Yeah. It was there in like 45 minutes. Insanely quick.
CCs as in the chips at their back?
Yeah, that'll do. And then once you land that, Lou, the next thing you have to do, it's so easy. Post a photo on Saturday night of you and your mates watching whilst you're drinking your BB stubbies, and you're going the running to win the most incredible
pack. It's $2,000 at World Rugby Shop Kit for your rugby club. So it's not just for you, you can share it around.
Oh, yeah.
Two VB ice boxes, cases of VB, the VB budgie smugglers. Like everyone wants a pair of those, surely. And you and your mates can get involved with getting the most creative, best entry, and we'll decide.
Yeah, we'll decide. I've been a little bit under the tags on the screen. There's a real opportunity there for someone to really come in and impress us.
Yeah, a lot of people want to add comments and stuff to the show and give us a hard time.
Yeah, they've got time to do that, but not to take a little photo.
Post a photo and tag it, and all the tags are on screen. Lou, what a way to get involved. Rugby Time for a VB.
Okay, one of our favourite segments, fast becoming our favourite segment here on the Aussie Rugby
it's
Show.
It's a low bar, let's be honest. The second same is?
Comments Corner, what do we got?
Lou, I'll jump straight into it. Again, YouTube this week.
I proceed with caution to this.
YouTube is our go-to again. Keep them coming, folks, whoever wants to lob them in there. Sam Orders throws one in, says, Hoyle's at the end from last week. We've got a website, that true? Question mark. Sam Waters is confused about your lack of knowledge around your own show, as we all are.
Yeah, I just didn't know we had a website. Like, there's a lot of information gets thrown up on our WhatsApp group, and there's hashtags. And
you're super busy because you've got a recovery centre right
there. Yeah,
all
that's
what's
recovery? Yeah, it's called recovery because just thought it's the easiest way. We've got a few kids and we've got a website. At least we know. We're educating ourselves on the run.
More shout-outs from New Zealand and South Africa as well. We love you guys being a part of
Thanks for coming, South Africa. Actually, no, you didn't come out. Sorry, carry on.
Way to keep everyone watching, Muppet.
Good on you, mate.
Johnny Lee, any chance of getting the badger on?
Oh, the badge. Ooh. He's just had shoulder surgery.
What happened?
It's something on the SAS.
Yeah, Nick Cummins.
Yeah.
I don't know that he would come in for what we get paid, which is essentially half a bag of chips and some warm VBs that have been sitting in your backyard for 2 weeks, Drew. So
you're lucky you get them.
He's welcome, Johnny, but I don't know that he'd come in for the offerings that we've got for him.
He's a bit above our pay bracket these days.
Avish says, well done to
Maybe offer him a rose.
That'll work. Avish, as well done. Are you on predicting the result last weekend?
True.
You called Argentina.
Well, you know.
Wow.
I kind of went 90% of the way.
That's enough. What? Bill Stainton says Stephen Hoyles' flow is next level.
What does that mean?
The others can't keep up with you.
I think it means you've got good flow, good
Billy
vibe.
Boy.
Yeah. Bailey.
We're just quickly before the 2015 World Cup, we had a game against America in Chicago, and we had a couple of guys like sitting behind us that had, you know, started pretty early. We weren't playing, myself and Adam Ashley Cooper. He's like, hey, Swoop, have a fireball. Let's have a fireball with Swoop. And then he's like, hey, Hooper, you got nice flow. So I think you've got some nice flow.
That's it. You got
maybe that's
flow.
Something you need to learn to going over to LA and just maybe you've got to find
you got the flow.
You got it.
Okay.
Nice flow.
I got body shamed.
Oh,
it's been a while. No, not again. Hey, it's been since like episode 12 since
this
has happened. Alex, mum, Alex Downham says, Sean Maloney has the lungs of a world-class freediver. It is inspiring watching him not breathe out for an entire episode.
Okay, so for the, you might criticise his weight, but a couple of things Sean is really good at. He's very good at airports and he's exceptional at climbing. Isn't that true, Sean?
Yeah, but that doesn't make up for my... Thank you, Alex.
Don't worry about it. Look, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a tough week going ahead, but you can get through it, all right?
Trey Roberts, this is off the back of last week's episode. If you haven't yet, climb back into it. I'm confused by the thumbnail. I thought it was going to explain the game of hodgeball. After watching the entire clip, I'm still left with no explanation of what hodgeball is.
I think it's a game of dodgeball with Hodges' face on it. Yeah,
that's... Some people take what we say on here. Like, there's also a lot of chat around us talking about Trump for ages. Yeah. We were literally
I was going to work out for that. Hot button topic, that one, yeah. Trump. Again, more love coming in out of New Zealand. I love it. Rob Klink, and I'm going to have a chat to Neboy about this because Klinky's right on the button with this. He says, look, guys, I love this show and I'm a Kiwi, but please get a bigger table. The small table, knee-touching look, gives me anxiety. Well, it gives me anxiety too because I can't breathe out, Klinky. So I have a chat to Neboy. What are your guys' takeaways on that? Should we get a bigger table?
I think he should maybe meditate because that helps with my anxiety and talk to someone.
I think he has to realise the budget we've been working on.
We're in a different place every week. Yeah. We don't get to choose our tables.
Yeah. Take what we can.
Most of us sleep on the floor at the moment, so to have a stool and a table is a win.
I was going to leave this one out, but you three wanted it in. And it comes from Mr. Clean. And Mr. Clean sort of comes in, he calls himself Mr. Clean, comes in off the long run, would like to have Campo, and he doesn't quite enjoy your drinking stories.
Yeah.
He wants to have a discussion about the Israel Folau firing where everyone doesn't take the PC line, but that might then mean needing to give up the female host, who apparently, according to Mr. Clean, nobody is listening to anyway.
Aww,
so here's your chance to respond to Mr. Clean, or you can choose your
You're fine with it?
Well, I'm just not.
These guys aren't fine with it.
So, firstly, let's be clear. He wants more Campo. I can cop that. Campo, the only other person that wants more of Campo is Campo himself.
Yeah.
But Campo, that's okay. But more Israel Folau. That is so 2008.
I don't want more of that.
Is ridiculous.
We're not that show either.
We're not that show. And, mate, what, you don't want to hear from a female host? What are you, some filthy misogynist?
Yeah.
I would unsubscribe if I were you because we don't need people like
Mr.
that.
Mr. Clean, we don't want you and you're an asshole.
Flog.
We've got your back, Lou.
Thank you, team.
So said by the man
I listen
with great
to you.
Flow.
Sometimes.
What got you this week?
Hey, before we go, I know we're about to wind things up. Really sad news through the week with Greg Groudon passing away, who was an iconic Australian rugby writer for a long, long time at the age of 60. So our thoughts with his immediate family and friends as well. He left a massive, massive imprint on the game here in Australia. I used to religiously read his Ruck and Moore column. He had a wonderful way with words.
He was the main journalist probably throughout our playing career at the Herald. One of the main, there was obviously a couple at the Australian.
Yeah.
There was Jimmy Tucker up in the Mail. But look, to be fair, I don't even remember if he was a player, a journalist who was harsh or he liked me. I don't even know, but I always knew that he was fair. And in a world full of people that can put comments online that are without their name, they can sit behind comments, faceless. He went out there, he put his balls on the line every time. And
he was right so often as well. You'd have a tidbit and then a couple of weeks down the track. I had an experience with him when we were doing a doco back in 2014 where he very generously gave me time off to his house in Lane Cove, sat down for an hour and a half, and my producer totally stitched him up. When I was watching it back, watching the doco go away, I was like, oh, I'm going to get killed for this. And sure enough, I got an email from him saying, mate, like, what are you doing? Like, he called me out on the spot, but that's what he was all about. He called people out, and we're poorer for not having him in rugby anymore.
I guess another good indication of the imprint that he had was all the other publications that he competed against going out and giving him sort of like a glowing sort of send-off, I suppose.
So very much.
You know, as a journalist, Lou, like, there's a fine line. The journalists have to stay on the other side. They don't become matey. So you see him on tour and, you know, like they're at training, but they're not really there. And so for a while, you kind of think, well, I can't spend any time with that person. But then you see the response from the other journalists when they lose one of their own. And it sort of, anyone who stays in rugby journalism for 40 years has got to be doing something right.
And they're all having a drink tonight, I believe, all the Sydney print journalists in his honour, which is lovely and great to hear from, you know, people like Eddie Jones, who obviously Groudo would have written terrible things about probably at different times, but had some quotes over the weekend, you know, just to say pay his respects. But, on that note, guys.
Very sadly missed.
Very sadly missed. We're going to wrap things up for another week. Drew, Hoylesy, Sean, thanks so much.
Good show.
Great to see you again. Thanks for your company.
Good show, yeah.
Great flow, especially from you. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next week.
That's it. Don't forget to subscribe to stay on top of the show with new episodes dropping each week. And remember, if moving pictures are more your thing, you can catch the show at rugbypass.com. or via the Aussie Rugby Show on YouTube. Like, follow, subscribe, tell your friends, you know the drill. See you next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.